Sup fam, another contrarian thinking newsletter this week. 86% of self-made billionaires have this in common. Plus, how I manage 20 plus businesses without going, you know, totally crazy. Also, speaking of businesses, 20 plus businesses, our friend Eric Van Horn and his partners are joining us for this month's cash flow topic, franchises. Eric has sold close to 100 million in franchises, so he knows a thing or two. If you don't know what cash flow is, it's our premium membership where our community gets access to the exact step-by-step how-to of adding a new cash flowing asset to their portfolio every month. What are you waiting for? You can click the link in the version. Today, in 10 minutes or less, we're going to dive into the fallacy of one thing, the three steps to managing your zeros, decentralized management, R&D, don't recreate the wheel, tracking data, and only the important KPIs. Let's do this. The fallacy of one thing. You know, it's probably not usually a great idea to argue against billionaires like Gary Keller, who proselytized focus and wrote a literal book called The One Thing about, you know, focus. But then again, while I love the book and have become buds with his co-author Jay, I'm going to disagree mightily. I love doing one thing until you get good at it, but only until then. As soon as I hit competent and then hit highly competent, I am in search of the novel. I remember my mother used to say, one day we realize the grass is never truly greener. But Mom, are you sure? Can you relate? That perpetual itch for the unknown, the chasing of the squirrel. Humans are wired with a need for novelty. In truth, newness makes us happy. Every time we see something new, we get hit with a delicious dopamine waterfall. Turns out research confirms this. In one study, neuron participants were shown common images, landscapes, interiors, and faces. Then researchers threw in something unexpected. When they observed subjects' brains during the unexpected stimulus, they found that the pleasure centers were lit up like a Texas Christmas tree. Delectable dopamine aflowing. So, I've come to a realization. One thing is beautiful for a time. Focus is magical for a time. But eventually, if all we do is one thing and all we do is focus, we will miss the new, the learning, the growing, and the cross-pollination of interests. In fact, the fallacy of singular focus breaks down as soon as you become a player. After that, you should be diversifying relentlessly. Don't believe me, believe the Billies. In 2018, there were 1,426 billionaires in the world. Out of those 1,426, about 960 are self-made. Out of that 960, get this, 830 of them made money from multiple businesses. In fact, one of my idols, Sam Zell, another Billy, an infamous dealmaker, said, "I want to be chairman of everything and CEO of nothing." He wanted that elusive unicorn, jack of all trades, master of none. Turns out he's not alone. Branson, Cuban, Adelson, Musk, Bezos, Jobs all followed their curiosity even to the moon. So fear not, my fellow children of the ADHD, we may make a billionaire out of you yet. The question then becomes, how do you build an empire and manage it? I get this question all the time, although the word empire is a bit generous in my regard. People simply can't believe I oversee 10, 20, 30 different businesses that cash flow to me. Here's the framework I've come to use thus far, although it is ever-growing, ever-changing. How to manage your zeros. Three steps to those who own multiple businesses and those who don't get owned by them. Number one, decentralized management with a small team. First, learn, then apply. Learn, Buffett management. Warren Buffett manages Berkshire Hathaway's over 360,000 employees and still reads six newspapers a day. How? He uses Tom Murphy's, who's the former head of Capital Cities, then ABC, then Disney, principles of decentralization. He hires the best possible people, letting them do the work and watching the costs. What does that mean? Well, Tom said about Buffett something interesting. We are both proponents of a decentralized management philosophy, of hiring key people carefully, of pushing decisions down the organization, and of setting overall principles and resisting the temptation to be involved with details. In other words, don't hire a dog and try to do the barking. Tom Murphy. So the key to managing multiple businesses is first putting the right people in charge of each business and keeping those that report to you very small and tight. More direct reports, more problems. In fact, Buffett runs his headquarters with a staff of 25 to manage billions. Check out how much this team changes from one Christmas card to another. Spoiler alert, probably not much. Oh wait, in fact, not at all. Apply. What this means for my businesses is I rarely want in-depth reports. I want short and sweet scorecards that allow me to view the businesses with an eye towards profits and costs. That's it. I occasionally get drawn in, but I do all I can to back away. Your value as you grow is your brain and your distance to work on the business and not in the business. Number two, rip off and duplicate. Sometimes I believe the definition of R&D is actually rip off and duplicate. When I first started accumulating multiple businesses, I was overstressed, overworked, involved in everything, quite honestly close to burnout. I was perpetually doing things poorly, and I couldn't be trusted to fully execute just about anything. I was failing. One human is actually not incredibly powerful. A friend of mine, Clint Bruce, a former Navy SEAL and current badass business owner, said it perfectly. For so long, I was an arrow trying to hit my target. Now I am an archer trying to let my arrows fly in the right direction, but trusting them to find their way. So I began to contemplate how to become the archer, not the arrow. That meant building the right teams, but that is much easier said than done. So R&D. I went to learn from the greats. First learn, then apply. Learn. Disney Corp tells us some secrets. We're looking at a graph here. This graph is one of the Walt Disney org charts. Couple things that stood out to me. They channelize into media networks, parks, merchandising, marketing, and entertainment. They share marketing across the business lines as well as merchandising. What is also interesting as you dig in is their top paid executives, besides the CEO, are the chief strategy officer and the chief counsel. Why? Because when you have an increasingly complex set of businesses or divisions, strategy first. What comes second? A great deal-making mind, which is what Alan, the chief counsel, brings. Apply. The first hire shouldn't be your assistant. It should be a COO, CSO, or chief of staff. My first hire is always my COO, who comes up with a strategy for overall management. At First Trust, my last firm was April. At Contrarian Thinking, it's Nikki. You need mental leverage, not simply operational leverage, aka administrative tasks. The goal is not a command down structure, but a command of teams or team of teams. These are where you are an interface, but not the break in the funnel. Number three. Don't drown in the data. What gets measured gets managed, period. The problem is, what do you manage and how do you manage it? When you run a slew of companies, seeing what they're all doing at once can feel like this, which is basically a meme of a bunch of people looking at a dashboard not knowing what the fuck the dashboard is. So I practice KISS. Keep it stupid simple. I believe scorecards have two things you should measure, output and activity. What did your team achieve each week? Or what did you achieve? And what did you do? Contrarian thinking KPIs are simple. Newsletter subs, social followers, revenue by product line. Did we produce content across all platforms at an activity level required, red or green? Costs in line with projections. Sure, we can get more granular into the open rate, conversion rate, unsubs, engagement, etc., but it's too much. Boring business laundromats are another example. It's pretty straightforward. Total cash collected, customer complaints, machines in working order, total costs, that's it. So apply. Here is your framework. Look at your businesses and ask, if I could look at 3 to 5 numbers only on each business, which ones would tell me the most complete story? Then make them into a scorecard with a trend line so you can tell growth or decay. Don't drown in the data. The numbers should leap out at you like a frog off the page. Anything less is worthless. Let your dogs do the barking and question everything. Cody.